Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress
Radio. So listen up, my guest tonight, all right, he is homegrown talent right here from Leicester. He joins me here in the studio, all right, and he's absolutely no stranger to this show, all right. I've been supporting this brother man from day dot. Love everything that he's done. And you know what? He's back for 2023 with an absolutely amazing EP. I've been talking about it throughout the whole show, all right. Absolutely loving the vibe on it, all right. It's called Mood, features an artist by the name of Jeet B. Give it up and show some love for Indy Gill.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. It's amazing to be on the show. Thank you to Akshay and Subbress Radio for always supporting our music, first and foremost. And a big hello to all the listeners as well.
What are you saying, man? How are you, man? You know what? It's crazy, right? We were just talking. We both live here, right here in Leicester, right? And, like, we hardly see each other. We probably, like, bump into each other, like, we're, like, once a year or something.
Definitely, at events. Yeah, I'm good, bro. Yeah, just been focusing on, you know, a lot of the talent on the label. Just been looking after, you know, a lot of new producers, singers, and my main focus is just to keep growing and keep putting out good music. And, you know, you guys have always shown us love and support. That's been major key for us. And yeah, like you said, we're local. We need to meet up more. I think we're both really busy guys and we always end up meeting at events, which is unexpected. And we'll be like, oh, Leicester's in the house. But but yeah, man, it's good to be on the show again.
But, you know, how are you feeling? You know, 2020, you dropped your debut track, you know, and a nutshell, you know, then you followed that up with Holly Holly, then there was Tu Chaidi, you know, and loads of tracks, you know, after that. But, you know, in the last 3 years, how are you feeling, you know, from a producer perspective, man?
Yeah, so it's a different hat to put on the label. Obviously, managing other people's music is what I normally do. And then, yeah, I just get motivated when I'm in the studio with a lot of people, and I always think, you know what, there's certain types of music that I want to be putting out and certain singers I want to be working with. Yeah. So that's what I've mainly been doing, and things are really good for us at the minute as a whole. Me personally, I think my music is catered for all the, you know, hardcore Bhangra fans. That's what I've been sort of aiming towards, or even like old school hip hop R&B, trying to give that sort of flavor. I'm a very old school head. You know, I just want to bring that sort of vibe out to the industry, which I think is missing in this new generation of music. Yeah. So yeah, just trying to keep that old school music alive. That's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely, man. You know, and 3Q and you and the rest of the team are most definitely doing that. You know, again, I was telling you off air, the quality and the consistency that you guys are dropping, you know, I've not seen another label do that, you know, the same way that you guys do.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, man. And like I says, we do it for all our listeners, all the radio stations, you know, everyone that supports us is absolutely massive for us. And, you know, even if it's just one listener, we do it for the love of music, nothing else. And the fact that we've got that love and support from everyone, that means the world to us. But yeah, there's so much new stuff coming from the label. Like you're saying, staying consistent in this world is major key. So that's what we're doing. And that's what we'll continue to do.
Absolutely. Now, you know, you jumped into production, you know, a few years back. You know, you've been doing this now for a few years. What part of production do you enjoy as a producer?
I think the main bit that I love is when I'm in a studio with a talent, a singer, or even like people that are playing on my songs, playing instruments, vajra, sarangi, mandolin, whatever it may be. The feeling that you get when you hear that, you know, the vibe that you wanted to create, yeah, they come in and deliver that, and straight away, and the feeling and, you know, the motivation it gives you is definitely something that plays a major part for me. And, you know, like I said, working with established talent is amazing, but working with new talent and making your own, you know, style and approach is definitely something that, you know, I really love.
And talking about new talent, let's jump into talking about the new talent. All right, Jeet B. All right, now you worked with him on a couple of tracks, you know, previously. There was Border and then there was All Day. All Day, one of my favorite tracks. I've just got to put that out there. But let's talk about how, you know, how Jeet B came into your radar, man.
Yeah, so Jeet B has been on, you know, in the background writing lyrics for a lot of people from previous. I hit him up during lockdown for some lyrics, and then he sent me some lyrics, and when he was singing the lyrics, I was like, Baji, your vocals are amazing. What are you doing? Why are you just writing? Have you ever thought about singing? And he was like, Baji, I've done songs. Unfortunately, he's not had the exposure that, you know, he'd love to have. So during lockdown, we started talking, started coming up with ideas. And I was like, let's test the waters and you know, see if what people like and don't like. And we can try come up with some new ideas. So he sent me some vocals over. We picked a couple of good songs, which was like Sara Then, All Day, You Can Call Them Both, and Border. And I was like, Baji, look, these two songs are amazing. I think we should defo do an EP. So I think one was in 2021 and the other was in 2022. So end of 2022, I made a decision. I said, I'm coming to India. I'm going to come to Punjab in Chandigarh and I'm going to sit with you and we're going to make an EP. Flew out there in February, sat in the studio with him, and this guy is just so talented, man, and he's in his own lane, and he gives you the feel good vibes, man, what you need in music right now. And I think in, you know, the world full of negative energy at times and all this wars and things going on, and sometimes you get to music and you just want to get away from things. So we just wanted to give that vibe, and no matter what mood you're in, no pun intended, you'll hopefully enjoy this EP, man.
Absolutely. And the EP is out. We're going to take another track from the EP right about now, and we will continue our conversation with a man like Indy Gill, live and direct right here in the Subrus Radio Studios. This is Radio Twin.
Subrus Radio. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subrus Radio.
Indy, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you superstitious?
The old school Indian mother that I have, yes, I would say she's drilled a few superstitions into us.
The reason I ask you that question, right?
Okay.
Because you dropped this EP on Friday the 13th. That's why I ask you that question.
You know why? That wasn't a bad luck day for me, because that was my birthday. So I picked it for that reason, because I thought, you know what? What better day to drop it as a you know, a thank you from myself? Because I always get so hundreds of birthday wishes, and I'm like, yeah, what can I give back other than a thank you message? So I dropped the EP, and people like absolutely loved it. So yeah, man, it was just one of those. Friday the 13th for me. Any day could be a bad luck day, unfortunately, in this time and day, isn't it? So, yeah, man.
So, look, the EP's been out now for, you know, for about a week now. You know, we now live in this world of social media where feedback is just absolutely instant. Yeah. What kind of love, what kind of support, what kind of feedback have you had?
So from just sheer messages I've had so far, whether it's WhatsApp, Insta, whatever it may be, it's just been positive vibes. And people are like, it's finally good to see some Bhangra music being released in this very urban-dominated industry right now. And it's just one of those things. I think, you know, feedback is one of those you could take in a negative or a positive way. We always think, no matter what the feedback is, it's always positive. It's always room for improvement, no matter what it is. But if I'm honest, we do things the way we would like to, because we love music and we do it for the love of music and how we want to hear things. And we think, you know, what we would enjoy is what we do, man. So, yeah, I think overall it's been really, really good response. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, six tracks, absolutely just amazing. You got some R&B, hip-hop, folk, Bhangra, you know, all that kind of fusion going on. And, you know, I'm going to take a stab at this. You know, the reason why this EP is called Mood, because you've got every kind of mood represented over the six tracks. Am I right?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. And the title spoke for itself, because when we recorded Mood, it was probably one of the last songs we actually did for the EP. So there were so many different names being thrown and it just wasn't fitting in. But as soon as we did the Mood single, we were like, let's just title it after the single. It actually makes sense. And yeah, man, it fit in, and everyone loved the title as well, so it was really, really good.
And you know, again, when we've spoken previously, you know, you've got an amazing team, not just here in the UK, but out in India as well. Yeah. And a big shout out to Sonu Sekhon, who does all the videos. And again, you know, you've got videos for all the tracks on this EP, bro.
Yeah, I know. When I went out to India, I was only going to do one video. And while I was out there, I sat with Sonu. Sonu was like, look, Baji, I'm going to tell you something. If you do you know, more videos, I think the EP will work better. And in this day and age, sometimes people want to see more visuals. Sometimes songs get famous over TikTok or whatever it may be. But I just said, look, you know what? All these are good, feel-good songs. I was like, let's just do videos for everything. Two songs were already out, which was All Day and obviously Border.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's just do four more. So Sonu is an absolute legend for us. You know, he does so much for us out there. And even when I'm not there, he's managing the headache for the videos, even though we're doing the UK shots and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really good. I think it helped him more as well to, you know, get that support while I was in India as well. So yeah, it worked out in the end.
Absolutely, man. Listen, everybody locked in right now. The EP is called Mood. It is out right now. Go check it out. Go check out the videos as well. So listen, Indy, the EP is out, all right? Now, I know not just you, but the entire 3Q team, right? You know, you guys are just workaholics, right? You know, you guys just live in the studio, and I know there's so much coming, maybe, you know, between now and the end of the year, and I know definitely for 2024, man. Talk to me, what's on the table?
So we've got Tank's album about to drop, which has some huge collaborations with some old school names. I can just give you a few, like Nirmal Sidhu. He's got the likes of Bakshi Billa on there. He's got so many talented singers, which is amazing. You've got Just Ritz just working on some absolute big projects as well, which is amazing. So he's working on that. You've got a 3Q compilation album that we're sort of trying to put together with all the producers on the label.
Yeah.
So you'll have like, there's about 12 or 15, up to 15 producers that we've got, and loads of singers. So a lot of EPs come in. A Short Gills EP, Bakshi Billa EP. I've got a songs coming with the likes of Miss Pooja and Bakshi Billa. That's a duet. You've got like new artists like Supnandan that we're trying to introduce to the industry, new female artists. You've still got Gormi Gill. You've got so much talent, man. And our you know, aim is to stay relevant and to stay consistent. So anything the listeners would like to hear, give us some ideas, hit us up on social media. You can follow us at 3Q Records, at Official 3Q Media, or me personally at IndieGirl3Q. Hit us up, man. Tell us what you want to hear, who you want us to work with, what styles of music do you want to hear. You know, we're here and we're open to all options and ideas, and we just want to do stuff that, you know, you guys also want to hear. So anything, even you actually, bro, whatever you want, you know, what Subbers Radio wants, you know, we can deliver that. So, you know, we're here, we're working away, and we're going to stay consistent. And I just, again, just want to thank all the supporters and the radios that are supporting us as well.
Absolutely. Indy, once again, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Love your vision, you know, for the label, and you and the entire team, I'll say it again, are doing amazing, amazing work. Always get happy when, you know, when I get an email and it hits my inbox, you know, with a new track or a new album or a new EP. Or like I said, man, just the quality and consistency, you know, is absolutely on point. Can't wait for everything else that, you know, you guys got coming.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Akshay. And yeah, hopefully in the future we can get Akshay on a project, I'm hoping. Whatever that may be doing, it'd be good to get him involved. So if you'd like to hear that, definitely hit him up on the station. Say get on a project, motivate him a bit. And yeah, Akshay is a part of our team as well. He's our brother, and we you know, we love the show, and always supporting the industry, and just a big thank you from all of us.
Indeed, thank you once again. And you know what? I'm going to let you pick a track from the EP to play you out with. Or what do you want to go with?
So I'm going to pick Fawn Karli. And the reason why I really like this song is I wanted to give that old school Dr. Dre, Scott Storch sort of feel with the keys and stuff. And and I just love the flavor of the song. It's nice, short, sweet, and straight to the point. And the video was really fun to do as well. So yeah, man, this is Fawn Karli by Indy Gill and Jeet B off the EP Mood. Keeps supporting us, share on all social medias or wherever you know you would like to share this to your families and friends. And thank you all so much.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbers Radio.